President Karzai's office released a statement Sunday saying Mr. Obama pledged to increase the U.S. commitment to fighting terrorism and improving security in the region. Mr. Obama has long advocated boosting U.S. troop levels in Afghanistan by drawing down U.S. forces in Iraq. The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General David McKiernan, said last week he does not currently have enough troops to provide security in parts of the country. He urged Mr. Obama to speed the deployment of as many as 20,000 additional troops after he takes office. The first additional U.S. brigade, numbering between 3,500 and 4,000 troops, is scheduled to arrive in January. U.S. spokesman Colonel Greg Julian says those forces are headed to eastern Afghanistan, an area the military calls RC East, which has seen a surge in Taliban attacks this year.
They're going to move into areas that are currently not covered. We don't have enough forces to cover all of the RC East, so they'll be separated into areas where there are no existing forces.
The harsh Afghan winter usually brings a lull in fighting, but U.S. and NATO forces say they plan to keep pressure on Taliban fighters during the coming months. Commanders say they are retraining all Afghan border police in eastern Afghanistan and building 165 new posts along the so-called Durand Line that serves as a de facto border. NATO spokesman Brigadier General Richard Blanchett says forces are also improving cooperation with Pakistani troops through a joint mission called Operation Lionheart that targets militants in Afghanistan's Kunar province and Pakistan's Bajor tribal region.
In this clearing operation, Pakistani forces in Pakistan and Afghan and ISAF forces in Afghanistan are coordinating their operations along the border, applying pressure to any insurgents attempting to cross into or out of Bajor.
During his presidential campaign, President-elect Obama criticized President Karzai's government, saying it should work harder and address corruption and the massive opium trade. Following Mr. Obama's election win, Mr. Karzai also had strong words for the president-elect, demanding he end Afghan civilian casualties and focus on militant sanctuaries outside Afghanistan. Sunday's statement from President Karzai's office did not say if the two discussed the criticisms. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Kabul.